You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
So I'm welcoming my wonderful wife back to the show. We've got beautiful Rachel here. You'll have to take my word for it, of course, because we're on radio, but she's a stunning woman. But we're changing direction a little bit. As you'll know, the last few months we've actually been regaling you, if I will, with stories of how we met. And now we thought we'd actually talk a little bit about, well, once we started, so to speak, family together, or in this case, me becoming a step-parent, and Rachel welcoming me into her family.
Yeah, and just obviously you've gone through our journey to get married. I think one of the keys to make the transition easier was that we got to know each other over 5 years, and Simon also got to know the kids pretty gently and gradually over 5 years. By coincidence, he bought an apartment next door to us, and so that made it really a good transition. We could go back and forth.
Hand on heart. Was a coincidence. This was not some sort of strange stalking behavior. No, it was actually Rachel who even helped me, because I was trying to find a place to live. And she said, oh, there's an apartment near where I live. It's like, oh, look, amazing. But it was quite a big transformation, because if you know anything about me, I've led pretty much a single life. So unmarried, no kids. But in Rachel's case,
5 kids. So that was going from one extreme for Simon to the other. Yeah.
Probably a little bit of an extreme for you and the kids as well.
True. Yeah, they haven't given too much negative feedback, so I feel like it went quite smoothly. As I said, I think the gentle getting to know Simon slowly over time, and adjust, and also for him to adjust to family life. And then I feel like we had pretty clear roles, and we made that pretty clear.
Yeah, I think, again, everyone's got different experiences, by the way. And one of the things Rachel and I were talking about before setting up the interview is we'd be thrilled to know your own experiences, because we know there's all different types of families and relationships and dynamics. So, you know, this is just our experience, but love to hear yours. So as always, email me at inbox@realitycheck.radio or text 2057. Rachel and I would love to hear your experiences. But yeah, a big thing was slowly, just taking it nice and slow. Well, it's had its downside. Rachel was waiting for years for me to pop the question, but I think for the kids, if I could put it that way, it just meant a bit of time for adjustment of who was this new guy on the scene.
Yeah, so it was a pretty gentle transition, and they'd got to know him pretty well. We would sometimes go down to his house for barbecues, and he'd come up to our house. It was pretty gentle. And as I was saying, we made our roles pretty clear, and as Simon just said, it'd be interesting to know what other people did and what worked for them. But we're pretty clear in terms of Simon, his role within the family is really, he was amazing at just serving the family, you know, helping around the house, helping kids with their homework. He taught them, all the young ones, how to drive, pickups, drop-offs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, fix cars, tires, yeah.
Yeah. Technology, all the technology problems they have, computers, phones.
Turned out the youngest was smarter than me to get around all the security settings we tried to put on to protect them, or to limit their time on devices.
Yeah, and with all those roles, you're wondering what I probably did. But I guess the main thing that Simon did not do was any disciplining or that sort of thing. I very much took that role in the that sort of guidance, but he did more serving.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yes. So I was the bad cop and he was always the good cop, and still is.
Yeah, and that was quite important for us. I mean, at the end of the day, they're my stepkids, but they're Rachel's kids. And there is a difference there for us. And one of the other important things for me, and I was really explicit to the kids, by the way, there's 5 of them. When we got married, well, actually, when we first met each other, I think the youngest was 6 or 7.
7, I think, yeah.
And the eldest would have been
22, yeah.
And pretty much all of them were at home and then started to leave, and then some coming back with their boyfriends, girlfriends, or
spouses
eventually. Yeah.
So we often had 4, you know, between 3 kids and a spouse or something like that living at home. So, yeah, we're down to 2 now, but yeah.
But it'd been, yeah, and then because now we're down to 2, we also decided foster kids are helping with spike care. But that's another whole story. But long and short, I was really clear to them almost from day one. And I remember even when we got married, making it really clear first and foremost, I'm there to love their mum, and then because I love Rachel, to do all I can to love and support them. But I wasn't there to be their father, and I really wanted to stress that, and have continued to, because actually I'm not there to replace their dad. I'm there to respect that, but I am there to be, you know, the new husband now to Rachel.
Yeah, and you've just done a really good job of just guiding them and teaching them. If there's any tech IT problems, they know to just message Simon first. I do have to tell a funny story of apparently you're not meant to have phones in school, but apparently some children do. And Simon got a text one day from my daughter saying that she was feeling sick and can he please come and pick her up. So off he toodles off to the school office. They don't know anything, and he goes, oh, she's sick, she needs picking up. So that was organized. When I got home and found out, I was like, why did you do that? If a child's sick, the school rings you. You don't come when they text.
Well, I thought actually there's two learnings in that. You could argue quite rightly gullibility. But also, I'm clearly charming that no matter what the school processes were, this man just walks in and you know, walks out with his stepdaughter.
And also the children obviously know text Simon, not me, because I'll just say no.
Well, that actually is still the case when it comes to food in the house. Mum or Rachel is seen as, well, probably is that bad cop. But if you want some crisps or ice cream or chocolate or shapes.
Or suggesting takeaway for dinner because mum's away, ask Simon.
Ask Simon. He's an absolute walkover on these things. Highly principled on many things, philosophical, but completely weak when it comes to parenting.
But I personally think that's a great role to play. And, you've just been a real blessing to our family and just guiding the kids. And, as I said, teaching them to drive, just helping with homework, just, I don't know, university enrolments, everything, all that kind of stuff. Simon's the man.
Well, I think it's been a privilege, actually. Look, first and foremost, to be part of your family. As I said at the start, for me, haven't been married before, no kids. I brought nothing to the equation. So it's a privilege to be part of that family and this family, actually, and to be welcome because, you know, there's we know of a lot of our own friends, actually, that step-parenting can be very, very difficult. So in no way are we suggesting we've got it right, just sharing the experience that we've had. But one of the things I do try with your kids is to model what I think it is to be a good man around the house. So yeah, they need help with things or to be picked up, but it's also constantly maintaining the house. If people know me, they know I love to garden and renovate. There's always just hands-on, practical.
Absolutely. Picking up groceries, just, yeah. And also I think really important to model a loving relationship and a loving marriage, and that's so important for kids, and a stable family.
But no, it's been a real joy, but as I say, still quite a laugh for me. When I left seminary, and there's a whole other discussion of people going, oh, what, for another day, but when I left seminary life, or for those who don't know, I actually trained as a priest. Had you told me as I left back, gosh, I think it was in 2004, that I'd end up married, five stepkids, and, you know, time in Parliament and now a radio host, I would have laughed, particularly around the whole married and kids thing, stepkids. But yeah, it's been an amazing journey.
Yeah, I definitely know some of your friends have had a laugh about that when they think of your life and your very ordered, organised, quiet life and how it's changed.
It has. But for the better, it has. It really has.
For both of us.
Hey, guys, again, look, thanks for allowing us to share our little story. As I say, if you've got your own thoughts or views, or particularly your own experiences, let us know. We don't even have to use names if you want us to share it on the upcoming radio shows. We're happy to do it. But we'd just love to know your own thoughts and experiences. So, again, email it to inbox@realitycheck.radio or text 2057.
Yeah, and any advice that you have, because I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that are new to this journey or maybe are way more experienced than us, and what worked for you and what didn't work, and suggestions, we'd love to know.
That's right. There's some of you going, wrong, Simon, wrong.
Yeah, we'd love to know.
Okay, thanks, love. We'll catch you again next week or the week after.
Thank you.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.